Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guests today are Mr. Kenneth W. Ford Jr. and his father, Kenneth W. Ford Sr. Kenneth worked for the NSA, worked in the Iraq office, produced a report stating that there were no WMDs in Iraq. This report ended up on Dick Cheney's desk, who apparently did not want that information to go public. And so within a relatively short period of time, Ken Jr. was arrested and spent at least 5 years in jail. You know, we often wonder how people in a conspiracy, why somebody doesn't come forward and tell what they know about a particular thing. And this is what happens sometimes when people do know something. They never have the opportunity to tell what they know. And would you have mentioned it if you hadn't gone to jail? Would you have told what you knew?
About not coming forth?
About there being no WMDs in Iraq. Would you have spilled the beans?
Well, my conviction would just be to tell the truth. And this is what my job entailed to do. I was just basically doing my job, and that's the difficult thing about it. Just like my dad mentioned earlier, he had to take off, so I'm the only one right now.
Okay.
And I was doing my job, and no one had come forth to me, say, take this back, threaten me, or anything like that. I did put in an 8-hour day of work. And this happened.
Sure. Now, you spent, how long were you actually in jail? Did you spend 5 years in jail?
Yeah, I actually spent, it comes down to between the jail and the halfway house, it comes out to 62 months and 20 days.
You've got it down pat, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, because under the halfway house, I was still under the Bureau of Prisons. So I couldn't really do anything or go anywhere without their permission.
And so you spent this time in jail. And what was it like in jail?
Well, it was, first of all, a humbling experience. It's a different experience. You get told when to eat, when to go to sleep, when to what to work. It's just basically a poor existence.
Right. And I just can't imagine why your attorney, unless he was in on the deal. How did you happen to get your attorney? Did you was he recommended to you, or how did that occur?
Well, it's a long story, but I try to make it as short as I possibly can. At first, I started off for 6 weeks with these public defenders. And basically, in my opinion, and after going through this experience, they just want you to plea. So, and sell you down the river. Then I decided to go with a paid attorney. And actually, Mr. Heck was working at a firm and it seemed that he had taken up my case. So then it seemed that he took up my case from then he left and went to another firm, and I found him and I retained him from that.
Okay. Ken, can you hold that thought? We do have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And Kenneth W. Ford is with me. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. And so you spent all that time in jail. You've been out for a while. What is your next step? What do you want to do? And what are you attempting to do?
Well, right now it's a daily struggle from employment, because now I'm an ex-offender, ex-convict. I have a criminal record, and employers just are not readily willing to hire anybody that has really a criminal record. And then it's been a struggle trying to find a lawyer to go back into court with this evidence that my parents had obtained during the years. And just basically we're trying to find a lawyer, a gutsy attorney, that will take this back into court.
Right.
And of course it has to be on a contingency basis, because I'm wiped out financially. My parents are wiped out financially. And it seems that these lawyers just do not want to go back into court. I'm just want to get a gutsy attorney that will take this back into court. We have the proof to show that not only this is manufactured, that this is all made up.
Right. Do you think that maybe there are attorneys that simply will not risk going against the government?
Yes, I do. I do believe that.
Now, your parents have collected all of the documentation. They have all these documents, but you're just looking for an attorney. And your mother was just recently diagnosed with cancer. So that's another issue that that certainly is impacting your family.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a situation. And yet, now there was another case of a Mr. Drake, Thomas Drake, who also worked for the National Security Agency. And he basically, the case didn't go any further. And why do you think they pushed your case to the limit? Do you think it's racial at all?
Yes, I do. It's a racial. After this happened, I have heard stories about National Security Agency being really doing in, especially African-American men, the very few, few in number in national security as far as people of color. And yes, it was racially motivated.
And you say that because, do you think that they just felt that they could get away with it?
Yes, basically my feeling is that any prosecutor, everybody in this whole situation was looking to gain something. NSA had their reasons, FBI agents Michael Thompson and Frederick C. Marsh had their motivating reason. The AUSA David Salem had his motivated reason. So did the other prosecutor, Mary Claire Work. Basically, from David I. Salem's position is that, and any prosecutor's position in the United States, that they can march anybody up, a person of color, especially African American men, and win a conviction, no matter what that jury pool looks like.
Wow. And of course, and this is despite the fact that you had a good background, you did not have any record. I mean, this is just amazing that they would do this. And of course, I know of stories where this has happened before. And the prison that you were in, is that a privately owned prison? Do you know, or is that?
No, it was federally ran.
Okay, but was it a privatized prison? Were there? I know that it was run by the government.
No, it's not. It's not a privatized prison. The only prison I've heard of, and I'm sure there's more in the country, are. I know a lot of guys before they stopped. Before they ended up where I was, they went through a privatized prison in Ohio.
Okay.
And from their stories, I hear that they weren't very good places.
Right. So you lost your home, obviously.
Yes.
You spent all that time. They didn't extract a fine from you.
No, they did not. They just charge me with a court cost.
Okay.
And that's the kicker out of it. You convict me on espionage and there's not a fine?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, and how they hid it from the media. I mean, we're talking about some espionage act. This is an act that's rarely prosecuted.
Right.
And because best believe, from the affidavits, if they believe for 1 minute that those things had happened, they would have reported up and down the mainstream media.
Well, of course, your name would have been as notable or as well known as Jonathan Pollard's.
Yeah.
Name. And yet nobody ever heard about your case. Nobody ever reported it. I believe that Wayne Madsen is the only one that ever reported it or ever wrote anything about it.
Yes.
And I believe that, 60 Minutes, did they cover it?
No, they did not. We contacted anybody and everybody we could during that period, and we didn't hear anything. Zilch.
Okay. Now, apparently some of the records, some of your personal records have disappeared, including your birth certificate?
Yes, that's an interesting story. In the halfway house, I had to get my birth certificate because they require us to have some type of ID. In order for me to get ID, I had to show an original birth certificate. So my parents had to go to Vitals for the birth certificate here in the District of Columbia, and because that's where I was born. And when the gentleman, when they went to pick it up, the gentleman said, "I've never seen anything like this," and indicated that this is not normal procedure, and then asked my father, "Well, what's going on?" And we by this time figure what was going on. It was some hanky panky by the Department of Justice.
So they just kind of wanted to make you disappear.
Basically, yes, or shut me up, or make it inconvenient for me. After I was released.
Right. So you can't get a job. You have no proof that you were even born. Nobody in the media is covering it. Your parents have exhausted their funds, so that you really can't afford a lawyer. Have you ever thought of writing a book or trying to tell your story that way? And what ways have you attempted to get this story out?
Yes, now I'm attempted to write a book. Basically, what we've done now is, of course, go on YouTube. My video could be found on Education for Peace. So are my mother's videos. I'm trying to get a book together. And still trying to go forth to expose these people who perpetrated this what I call a criminal act against me and my family.
Right, and they did this under the Patriot Act.
Yes, that's one interesting story. And Michael Thompson, the FBI agent, denied this while he was in my house. He stated, "Well, you know, we have the Patriot Act," but then on the stand, he claimed he lied and said that he never mentioned the Patriot Act in my home, in which he did mention it.
Okay. So, and there were several FBI officers. How many actually took you away, led you away from your home in handcuffs?
Michael L. Thompson was the only agent that handcuffed me and led me to the house in a waiting car that was driven by another agent.
Oh, okay, all right. And did they after they got the stuff from Tanya's suitcase, and they knew that it was hers? Did was she there at the time?
Yes, she was, and she. The NSA agent, Robert McCaslin, sat up there and, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, sat up there and he handed me that piece of paper and said, "We found this in Tanya Tucker's suitcase." And I told him, "I don't know where she got this. I don't have no idea where this had come from." And then that
okay.
was the same.
Ken, hold yeah. on. We okay. do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more, or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And welcome back. Our guest today is Kenneth W. Ford, Jr. And so Tanya was there when they found this document in her suitcase. Did the officer ask her about the document, or did they just automatically blame you for the document's appearance there?
See, at that particular time, I was in a different part of my home than Tanya Tucker, and mm-hmm. but it seemed that's an interesting point. Also, was that at first I was sitting, they had me in my living room of my home while another agent had Tanya Tucker in my family room. And when I started talking about, they started asking me questions about her, they decided, well, we don't really want her to hear this, so we're going to go down to the basement of my home. So as I was walking, as they were guiding me through my house to my basement, and Tanya Tucker and another agent was sitting in my family room, it seemed as if Tanya Tucker and his agent was chit-chatting. It wasn't what I was going through. And
interesting.
Yeah, she was telling about some. She had this made-up adopt the kid or whatever. The same story that she ran down on myself and my parents when I met her. And it seems that at all this time, I was the only one that didn't know what was going on. Everybody else in my home, in my personal home, knew what was going on but me.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we do have a caller. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good morning. My heart goes out to you, Ken. It's unbelievable the way they're treating, they treated you and how you're being treated. I myself have been, I was working for the military, and I got banned from the base commander because of my political views, because I'm going to go back to the original Constitution and Republican form of government. And because I shared that information with some of the people on the base, he banned me. I didn't get fired from my job. I got banned from the base, where I wasn't able to go back on the base and do my job, so they had to lay me off. And I believe what they're trying to do, Ken, is to shut up anybody that tries to reveal any truth on really what's going on, and they'll do any way they can. Now, mine was an extreme as yours. I didn't go to prison, but they want to shut me up, and I'll never shut up. And if they're listening to me, how you doing today? I don't really care. I don't really care, because, you know, if we don't say anything and we don't stand up, they're going to put us in FEMA camps anyways. So, you know, I'm standing up for my, not just for me, but for my children, my grandchildren. And I was thinking about Wayne Watson before you guys mentioned his name. This is the kind of stories that he covers. And I don't even know if he's in the country anymore. You know, Deanna, if he's still in America?
I'm not sure.
Because he all of a sudden stopped doing the show on RBN, and he was overseas. And I think they were hitting his website.
That is interesting. So, Ken, your thoughts about what Barry has said.
Yeah, hey, how you doing out there, Barry, and out in California? And thank you for.
My heart goes out to you, Ken. I really, it hurts me to hear that this is happening to you, and you got set up, and I got set up at my job, but you went through a lot more hell than I did, and I still can't find a job since May.
Yeah, and see, and that's and this is what they're almost running a fascist type of state. You go along with the program, and you dare not talk about what you think, because this is not what the type of people this government wants. They want you just to be like almost like puppets, like in 1984 type of regime.
Not true.
Yeah, because I have people coming to me, well, aren't you scared to talk on the phone? Aren't you scared to go on the Internet? They already know who I am. I'm a retired military, so I'm already considered a terrorist. I'm going to keep living my life, and I put all my trust in Yahweh. He's got my back.
Yes.
They can't take my soul. That's one thing they can't do, Ken. They can't take your soul. Remember that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Barry.
I just want to encourage you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Barry.
I want to encourage you. And you'll be in my prayers.
And you'll be in mine.
Thanks, Barry. Okay, let's take E.T. from New Mexico. E.T., welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good. I'm sorry I missed your program, but we can't get the program on the phone in line anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
how did I hear you? I have to update today's show. Just calling in to listen in for a minute.
E.T., we can barely hear you. There's a lot of static and whatnot. All righty. I think you need to close your window. Okay, we'll be right back after a 3-minute break and a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We did have E.T. on the phone. We were having a lot of static and whatnot. Are you still there, E.T.?
Yes.
All righty. Great. Did you have a question for Ken or a comment?
I'm sorry. No, I couldn't hear the program. I just wanted to alert you to the fact that we can't get your program anymore on the dial-up line.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you talk to the office about that and see what's going on? Because I'd hate to have you miss the program. So, anyway, thanks for the call, E.T.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ken, apparently you were convicted for allegedly removing two boxes of classified materials from the NSA, and you did this supposedly in broad daylight. And, in fact, weren't those documents planted in your home, and did you know that they were there?
They were planted in my home. What I believe what happened was that they went into my workspace and had infiltrated my workspace, my desk at work, and gathered these papers. And in order for them to cook up this story, because the way it went was that they had these affidavits that we didn't see until what my father said almost close to 2 years later. And once they got in my house, they just made up what was in my house. And even during the trial, the evidence just kept growing and growing and growing. These boxes are the size of what you get out of printing, printing paper comes out of.
Right.
And what the government was saying and the prosecutor was saying was that it went from all different types of size. It started off with 12 inches, and half of them were marked at the top secret level. Then it got to 2 feet. Then it was hundreds and hundreds of documents. And then even during the sentencing, it was steady growing. Now it was thousands and thousands of documents. And even during the sentencing phase, Peter J. Massetti had to stop the prosecutor and said, "Well, hey, I do not remember thousands and thousands of documents." And then even the prosecutor had to back up and say, "Well, hundreds and hundreds."
And my goodness.
There's no way in the world that all those papers, I could fit those two papers, that amount of paper and documents into these two small boxes. There's no way. And they just continually did that. It was even a time and it said that I went to an unmanned post, an on-camera post to do this. Well, there's no such thing as a place like that at NSA. It's manned and it has cameras all over the place. It's guards all over the place. And they contend that I pulled my own pickup truck and loaded all these documents on the back of my pickup truck and nobody saw me.
Now, did you testify in your trial?
No, I did not. I was advised not to.
And apparently they had to find just the right judge, this Judge Massetti?
Yes.
What kind of background does he have?
Well, the type of background that he has is that he has a passport from Portugal. He did basically time in Peace Corps during the Vietnam War, because that's my father's era of war. And my father would tell you, and he can tell you better than I can and explain it better than I can, but my father had mentioned he just did that just to dodge the draft.
Sure.
You during that time, because you were either drafted, you that's when they had enacted the draft.
Sure. And so he was in the Peace Corps, and apparently they chose him. They shopped around. The trial attorney shopped around for just the right judge that would prosecute the case.
Yes, and then even my own attorney said that this particular judge is a pro-government judge.
Pro-government meaning
pro.
Okay.
Yeah, pro-government as basically he goes along with the government.
Okay.
And even with that, and I just want to point out, because he had also made some disturbing statements during my hearings and during the trial, where, for instance, he said that basically just for the mere fact that I was in front of him constitutes that I did something wrong. This is the federal judge.
So whatever happened to being innocent before being proved guilty?
With him, it's no such thing.
Right. And so he just figured that you were guilty of something, and so whatever anybody accused you of, that they were going to convict you of. And when the jury came back, well, tell me the composition of the jury.
Okay, the composition of the jury, there were 12 regular jurors and 4 alternates. Out of the 12 jurors, It was 11 females, 1 male. Out of the 11 females, it was seven Caucasian females, 4 African American females, and then 1 Caucasian male. Then out of the alternate, there were four. There was three African-American males and one Caucasian female.
Now, did your attorney question this jury before? I mean, they're supposed to have kind of vet them. Did your attorney do that at all?
They're supposed to interview them or whatever, and you pick, and it's like a lottery pick at the beginning. As far as directly interviewing them, they might just come up and give a little statement, and mostly people trying to get out of jury duty.
Right. And so, really, do you feel like you were that you were tried by a by your peers?
No, I was not. I feel I was not tried by my jury, my own peers.
Right.
I mean, I just felt that I was railroaded from beginning to end.
Sure. And did you ever talk to Tanya Tucker after the your arrest?
No, I did not.
And she testified at your trial?
Yes.
And what did she say?
Did she
say that she thought that you were guilty of something? Tell us about that.
It's one thing, and everybody in the intelligence community knows this, is that when she was asked, she said, yeah, she saw classified documents. Then my attorney asked, well, how did you know they were classified documents? She stated that, oh, they are the word, I saw the word classified on the document. Everybody knows in the intelligence community, they know too, that basically the clearance levels on these documents don't say classified. It's either have the word confidential, secret, or top secret on them. And maybe some other things. And for her to sit up there and say, oh, I saw the word classified on a piece of paper and saying that, oh, that's how I know about classified papers, that's asinine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so, and she testified. How long did she testify? And did your attorney interrogate her at all?
Well, cross-examiner?
Yes.
Yes, he did. That's when doing a cross-examination. And she sounded so ridiculous on the stand that he said he was going to impeach her, but then he ended up deciding not to.
Well, that's interesting. And now you are not allowed to leave the district. You're not allowed to leave the area. For 3 years, you're on some sort of probation. Do you have to visit a probation officer on a regular basis?
Yes, whenever I'm called or the probation officer, whenever they show up, I have to show them the home and ask some questions that doesn't not have anything to do with my case. Am I on drugs? Did I take any drugs? I don't drink or smoke. And I just find this very, very degrading, insulting, and I cannot leave the area without permission for the next 3 years.
All right. So how are you? You're living at your parents' home now?
Yes.
You've attempted to get a job, and that has not been successful.
Yes, I'm working as a carpet cleaner, and that's as needed basis. I'm not full time. I'm just as needed. They call me when I'm needed, and
okay.
That's just putting a few bucks in my pocket. And it's a very and from my lifestyle before till now, I was financially independent adult. I feel like I'm a 17 or 18 year old kid again. I'm dependent on my parents again.
Right.
Because basically employees really don't care. If they see ex-felon or you have a criminal record, they're very reluctant to hire you.
And I would imagine that's even more so because you're black.
Yes, I mean basically when you're African American, they just assume it's drugs. It doesn't matter what it says on there. It doesn't matter what it says. If you're ex-felon, and I'm walking in there as African American male, they basically assume it's drugs.
Wow. Oh my goodness! And of course your home was gone immediately. You lost your home, your car, your job, your life, and all because you were doing your job, and somebody needed to get rid of you to silence you because they were afraid that you would reveal the information that you found as part of your job. Now, did other people in that office that you worked at, in the Iraq office, did other people gather the same kind of intelligence, and did anything ever happen to them?
I'm not sure, because once I put in that report, I was in a, for instance, intern program, and I moved shop to shop, and from when I put in that report, I was out of that shop. I moved on to another shop in this particular program, and I didn't have any contact with any of those guys. Some were interns, some were permanent people. They weren't in the same program that I was in, but they were in a similar program on a different track.
Okay, so it wasn't somebody that you worked with every day that you'd gone. That you had, commonality with, that you worked on a regular basis. That's kind of interesting. Is that the way it is set up in the NSA?
Well, this particular program, yes, because these people weren't in the same program that I was in. I only knew them right from in that office.
Okay.
And they pulled, and then once they, because they started their talk started ending weeks before mine. When I was finishing up, it was a new group of people that I did not know.
Okay. Did you ever talk to any of the people that you had worked with about your situation?
No, not that people that I worked with, because I think that they were just told to stay away from me.
Really?
Yes. And I met people that also worked there at one time that also was screwed over by the National Security Agency. I met them afterwards when I was going through my situation. But they had
similar situation as you did?
Yeah, basically they just got railroaded by the National Security Agency also.
In what way? Were any of them arrested and incarcerated, or were they just fired or threatened or what?
There was fire, threatened, but nothing as egregious as mine.
Okay. Do you suppose if that document had not landed on Cheney's desk that you would not have been incarcerated?
Yes, I believe that.
How do you know that it landed on his desk?
Well, that's one thing I can't physically prove, but one thing that sticks out in my mind is that this whole thing and the thing that they did is very sloppy. And the sloppiness out of it is that I conclude that as sloppy as it was done, it had to be some unseen hands sitting up there pulling the strings on this. As obvious things as the affidavit, the obvious things as Tanya Tucker's testimony, the shenanigans that the prosecutor had did, and a whole lot more things. I think I believe that his hand is in it.
Yeah. Somebody had to be pulling the string somewhere to actually, because obviously somebody hired her to meet you on the social network, which is a pretty good reason not to participate in those social networks. But you were definitely set up, and it's amazing, really amazing. And she, when you met her online, did she want to meet you right away?
Yes, I met her the next day.
Okay, interesting. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be back for our last segment, which is about 4 minutes. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor, so stay tuned.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Kenneth W. Ford, Jr., and you were working with other people, but somehow you were probably more vulnerable. And I think maybe other people who experienced members of the U.S. intelligence community probably played along with the game, do you think? Is that a fair statement or no?
Yeah, they must have.
Did anybody ever ask you about your report that about the WMD report? Did anybody ever say, are you sure that this was correct, or did they ever question you about it?
No, I was never questioned about it, because what happens is that this is hindsight. I was within there at a 3 month class. There's all these classes and on how to use tools and stuff like that. And when I went through this class, I couldn't say they weren't my supervisor, but it was a senior member that said, well, hey, we want you to do a report on your findings on XYZ. So then I did the report. I had to ask another somebody outside that particular shop with their expertise on, got did what they said to me. I put that in the report, and then finished it up. They looked at it. I guess they proofread it, I guess, and then they sent it out onto the electronic database where this report could be accessed.
Okay, interesting. Now, how's your mother doing? How's she taking this? I know it must be very difficult for her, and she does have a video on YouTube, which I will link on the radio schedule page. I have yours linked on the page also. But how is she doing?
She's recovering from her operation. She beat it. She completed her last session with chemo.
Okay.
And she's doing well. She's getting her energy back and everything.
Good. And I imagine that she's a very great strength to you, and it must have broken her heart to have this happen to you.
Yes, it did.
And your father's too. I mean,
yes.
This is a terrible situation where you invest your love in a child. Are you their only child?
Yes, I am.
So they've invested their love in you. They cared for you. You had good schooling, went to a good Catholic school, went to college, had your own home, a good job, a bright future, and because you were doing your job, this happened. I am so sorry, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. We've run out of time, so thank you, Ken.
Thank you for having me.
Bless your heart.
No, thank you.
And good luck to you and your family.
Okay.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.